Co-hostess with the mostest, my girl JoJo's in the building. What's up, JoJo?
Nothing, chilling.
You know what today, is, right? It's not just Monday. It's not just Monday. You know what today
it's
is?
It's the anniversary.
It's our anniversary, not just any anniversary. But it's the sixth anniversary. No, okay, I want people to pay attention to that T it is in. I didn't say six-year anniversary. I said sixth anniversary. That's my big pet peeve when people say the number, then they say year, they say anniversary. But you already said year when you say anniversary, so you ain't got to say it twice. But anyways, sixth anniversary, 6 years on the air, 6 years ago on this date, yes, on this exact date, 6 years ago, I got crazy enough to start a radio show. What the heck was I thinking? I guess we find out 6 years ago that wasn't too bad of an idea. So appreciate everyone, man, and definitely glad to have everyone listening. And how perfect Blog Talk decides to, you know, fix the switchboard, make the switchboard look nice and sweet on the anniversary day. I mean, what is the irony of that? It's just so perfect. They set it up perfectly to be able to make that happen. So, Blog Talk, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys being a home to the radio show, being able to allow people who, you know, not have to always go with the traditional mind state of radio, which is AM and FM and satellite radio. You've given people a chance to broadcast around the world on a huge spectrum. So I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. And JoJo, I appreciate you as well. You know, you've been here about 2 months now, and, you know, just get more and more acclimated with the show. It's definitely a pleasure to have you as part of this 6 year journey.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, oh my God! Every year I just can't believe, I'm like, wow, man, still here. I'm still going hard because there's so many people that came and they've done shows. They'll see, and it's not necessarily, it's not a shade. This is just me speaking on people not realizing what the hard work that goes into doing this stuff. Some people were seeing you doing a show, and like, oh, okay. Oh, anyone can do a show on there. And that's not the case. Not anyone can do a show. It takes, you know, it takes a lot of patience to do the show, and it takes a lot of hard work to be able to go for so many years, let alone for some people for so many months. It's not an easy thing. I make it look easy, but that's my job. That's when you know you've been doing something long enough, when you can make the job look easy. That's when you're a professional. You consider professional the moment you can make something look so flawless, and you're able to know so much about that entity that you can do whatever, and that's what goes on. So we're gonna go to a music break, and then we come back. We're gonna chop up some more here on Life That Does Live. We're gonna go to artist that has been one of the people who have been there since like the beginning. I'm gonna go with my girl Red Shades. I'm gonna go to an older song from her, like not quite beginning, but it's an older song. So this is There's Something, featuring B Rose. We'll be back with this right here on the 6th anniversary show.
For a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. Debating if I really wanna do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approach but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it, but for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper. On it or give it a chance to waiting on you. I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst because I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
Disagree with that, it's truly no use because it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got to worry about forcing me because you captured my heart. I already surrendered my vessel, relinquish my chambers to any and all intentions that you make up. Should have had us talk, I went and got a shape up. That's the simple issue you do when you are love.
Alright, we're back, right here on Life at Dusk Live, hashtag 6th anniversary on the show. That was Red Shades and B Rose. That was There Something, man. Oh my God, it's gonna be so, man, it's so much that has happened in 6 years. I'm like, every time I have to go back and, it's so much that to remember of all different shows you've done throughout the years. And, like, I'm tripping up. I didn't even realize. I learned something new every year that I didn't really pay attention to that I did in the beginning that I'm tripping off of. Like, in the first month, actually on April 23rd of 2009, was my first live broadcast out in the field or whatnot, and it was actually at a charity event for Rural Rap for Food. That was actually at UNT. So big ups to that. A lot of great support that have came towards this radio show has came from my UNT. For those who don't know what UNT is, that's University of North Texas Family. So much love, man. A lot of I had stories of people telling me folks was listening to my radio show while they were in class. Like, wow. You were talking about a person feeling like they were on cloud nine. That's just crazy. Like, your radio show becomes that important that people are caught listening to your show in class. Like, that's love right there. And I was going to play Embarrassing Game. I forgot to save it before the show, so I dropped the ball on that one. But it's anniversary week, so I might drop it on Wednesday. We'll see. I am going to do that. On Wednesday's show, I'm going to play a piece of the interview I did with JoJo well before she became a co-host on the show.
Wow.
So that's going to be crazy. I'm going to play a few clips. I'm playing a few clips of that interview. And wow. I went back and have you listened back to it since?
No, I haven't.
Oh God! I had to give you the interview. I'm going to give you the link and let you go listen to it.
Is it that bad?
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna go, oh my God! I've came a long way.
I think I was mad on that interview.
Oh man, you tripped me out. That interview, because it was like one part of the interview where you tripped me out. He's like, the guy is just so hot, and you just was saying so. It was like so funny, and oh my God, I still laugh at it to this day.
I'm going to get
you. No, not that too. That was up there, but no. It was something about you were talking about. Yeah, some of the guys are just so hot. No, you were talking. It was something about a guy, and you were just so into just describing it. I'm like, oh my God. Seriously. So yes, I'm gonna give you the link. So I'm putting your inbox so you be prepared for Monday. You know, when Monday come around, you're gonna be like, okay, all right, Sadie, you're wrong for that one. But no, Wednesday, I mean. So we're going on Wednesday show. We're going to play part of the interview. She's going to get a good laugh. She'll go, oh, my God, it came a long way.
It's awesome.
I'm getting to you now.
That was years ago.
Yes. Matter of fact, your interview date was August 7th, 2013. That was when we interviewed you.
Wow. Been that long,
yeah, it's been a pretty long time. Yep. So like I told you, I wasn't just making it up. It was long before you were a co-host on here. So yes, I just put it in your inbox. You're gonna get a good laugh out of that one. Lady, go! Oh my God! So you gonna play part of this interview? Why?
What's part
of
the play?
We'll see. I got at least some surprises. That's what I do best. I got to take some surprises. Now, I had someone ask me this. And I'm trying to think, was it our last guest who asked me this? Or did I talk to someone on the phone recently asked me? Where the question they asked me was, oh no, it was after the show actually. I was talking to someone, and they were saying, have ever had any bad, really bad interviews before? And they were just astounded because of what I told them in my answer. Honestly, we haven't had really, we've had very few, really bad interviews. Like, most of the interviews that come in here, the guests are really good, but every now and then you sprinkle in. It's that one interview you're like, just make it end.
Who is that one?
And you don't want to be rude. I've seen some interviews, JoJo, like, these people, like, you just count that. You're counting down when it's going to be over because they're just so bored. Like, when they're off dodging the easy questions, like, it makes the whole entire, it ruins the whole entire show. And it just drives you nuts. So, another great show I'm glad I got a chance to do was, it was actually a TV show. Let me see his name. They call him the Poor Chef because he had this book where it would teach you how to make some really nice meals on a budget. And man, this dude, that was a really great show. I had so much fun in there, and yeah, he kind of was he was breaking down different things you could do to, you know, as far as this, not even just at the budget, but he was giving out his own personal things that you can do to, you know, spice it up or whatnot. And then, of course, now Jamie Oliver is being known as TV sports chef. Like, you guys suck. You know good and well there was a poor chef before that. Okay, there we go. Charles.
Mr. Gorgeous.
No, not that Charles. No, not that Charles. Charles Maddox. There we go. I knew there was Charles, but I couldn't remember his last name. He wouldn't have messed up. Charles Maddox. And he has a book out called Eat Cheap But Eat Well. And yeah, that was a fun interview. And it was like cool because that was like one of the first interviews where it was someone who had a lot of national exposure that was in mainstream media heavy that came on the show, and that was in the first 2 months of the show. So, I mean, I tell people this all the time. They come by me and say, "Oh, how were you able to do that show?" And like, you gotta believe in yourself. You cannot. Don't ever tell yourself what you can't do. Believe in it, but in order for you to do something great, you gotta work hard at it and study, and just be consistent. Like, even when you're tired. Like, sometimes I come to the show, I'm dog tired. But I do my best not to show it when I get to the show. Like, you just have to go hard at it. And unless you sick, super, super sick, do not, don't make any excuses. Because I've come in here sometimes my voice hurting. I feel like I'm about to lose it. And we've even had controversial shows. The No Hate episode, that was where the campaign like really got some steam at first back in 2009. And we've had guests come talk about that campaign. And we also talk on that show about how just because you're not gay doesn't mean you can't be an advocate for it. Like, I hate that when you're a male, you're an advocate for the No Hate campaign, all of a sudden it's, oh, he might be gay. Like, what the hell? Like,
that's not true.
That's crazy. That's like saying that in order to support breast cancer research, you got to have breast cancer. Like, that's stupid.
That's not
so
true.
Exactly. Oh.
I love
so,
gay people.
Yes.
They're awesome. They are. They're like the sweetest people on earth.
How you just say it? Like, that is so. Oh my god, y'all.
They are.
JoJo.
You know,
I think JoJo was
a.
I'm more and more convinced that you were a hippie. I'm convinced that you were a hippie in your past life. I'm more and more convinced that you were a hippie. Because more and more I talk to you and listen, like, God, she's a hippie, man. She jumped into, before she became JoJo, she was in somebody else's body, and she was a hippie. And I'm just more and more convinced of it.
I did not have a past life.
Scary part is the first.
You know what?
Yes,
you were
what?
Talking about Channing Tatum, weren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, you yeah. You, so you would, she would have peaked. Yep, it was when you was over there. Third, y'all want to hear, y'all want to hear some ultimate thirst. She was ultimately thirsty about Channing Tatum. Ultimately,
I still am.
I never saw so much thirst. Oh, well, no, I have seen a lot of thirst in the show, but that was up there. That was in the top five of thirst.
That man can get it.
I just seen some call. I seen calls before call in, and they like, dang, girl, I saw your pictures. You fine as hell, girl. How did I get your number? And they be dead serious. They'll be playing. I've had people calling against us that. And that's why y'all see us. I'll be watching the phone lines closely because y'all be messing up stuff. I'm like, here's another crazy. Here's a historical moment that happened on the show. In the first year of the show, Michael Jackson passed. That is crazy. Like, that was crazy. Like, my first year doing it, during that summer, you know, I'm sitting here having to do a show remembering Michael Jackson. And this is, again, going to me saying about you have to fight through to do your show sometimes. You just got to do it. And before I was doing the Michael Jackson show, I was crying my behind off. Not just because Michael Jackson died, but for me personally, one of the things I always wanted to do, I wanted to interview Michael Jackson because I wanted to be one of those people that gave him a chance to have an interview where it wasn't had him an agenda to come out, you know, to come out to him, make him look bad. And there's been people who came through the shows like Nick Hogan. You know, it was weird. ABC was 2020. They came through the show. I mean, they actually interviewed Nick Hogan on a Friday. And Nick Hogan ended up being on my show that coming up Monday. And it was like mirror opposites of watching the 2020 interview and listening to this show. Because they had an agenda to make him look bad. My agenda was simply to interview people and let them tell their story. And he was more comfortable being able to talk about his story more because I didn't ask it, because sometimes you have to ask the mean questions. Sometimes you have to ask the right questions, and the right questions will lead you to them talking about something else that might be controversial, but they feel more comfortable about it because of how you ask the question. And that's what a lot of people got to realize. That's, if there's anything you don't take from this show, if you're trying to be a person in the radio, or you just write, you doing blog interviews or magazine interviews for people, and you write it up with interviewing folks, the best thing you do is, it's not the question, it's how you ask the question. So that is important, people. So important. And again, JoJo, I will be playing part of the interview on Wednesday. I'm going to make that part about Channing.
Let it get to him.
Oh, Lord.
Let it get to him.
I'm looking the first year to see other big moments. In the first year.
When you had
Battle of Sexes.
And you didn't tell me?
No, the first year we had Battle of Sexes. All time record, the guys are still beating the girls. So even though y'all won that last one, the guys still beating the girls. And the trivia was so hard. Like, what we had different games you play different every time. So it wasn't ever the same game. Sometimes, one time I had a couple of episodes I had to guess that song. So I played a clip of a song, you had to guess the song. So that was part of the first year. And prank calls. Prank calls were really heavy during the whole first year. People would bug me to death, asking me I was going to do it. They still ask to this day when I do them. I don't let you know ahead of time. I'm just sneaking on y'all because you think you're slick. I'm going to just throw them. So that was a whole, I'm looking at it, that was a whole first year. For of course, there was a show I did every year that was for tax-free weekend because that's when I was working in retail. And if you work in retail in the mall, especially in the mall, the tax-free weekend, you knew you had all the horror stories that had to deal with people. And
oh God,
I would share the horror stories online every year. Like, I'm like, God, oh God, let me tell you about this year. And it is always people that did so much. We did a show from Kurt B. Step Show, UNT. Woo woo. Shout out to that. Let's see, man. Any other big moments in that whole first year? Not really. Breast cancer show. It was one called Breast Cancer Awareness Starts Young, and that's where we had a girl who was, she was actually Miss Kentucky, and she ended up getting breast cancer in her mid-20s. And she was describing, you know, her struggle having to deal with it. And so that was another one of those big changing moments of the show where it was just a blessing to be able to use this show for people to share their stories, and especially share stories that people wouldn't see coming. Because a lot of people think that breast cancer is an old person, you know, that you got to be in your late 30s and up to get breast cancer. This woman was in her mid-20s and contracted breast cancer. So it's a serious subject. Heck, my grandmother died from breast cancer, 4-time survivor. So I take it very seriously, man. I try to educate people as much as I can every year, because it can get you. If you don't, and just pay attention to the small, subtle signs, because if you catch it early, you can stop from spreading and just stop it, period. So catch it early. I cannot stress it enough. Catch it early. All right. We're going to go to another song break. We'll come back to this song. I'm going to take back to another, because I'm going to go, what I'm doing, I'm playing older songs, and then I'm starting to make my way up to newer songs. I'm going to put another old school one. This is from Spinner. This is Get to the Money. It's like one of those songs, like, it was like a song that people would call in to request because it was just so catchy. So we're going to play Get to the Money. Big ups to Spinner. Man, dude, this song is still get stuck in my head. I hear it. I'm singing it for a whole entire week. So here we go. This is Get to the Money. We'll be back into this song.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, foe. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
Get
Shows that have made this turn into Dust Spot Radio Network, and eventually, man, other show, you know, other people wanted to have shows in here, and heck, we made it happen. And since then, you know, we've just continued going. We've had some shows that are no longer on here, but they were great shows that ran on here. Definitely not going to discount them for that. We had shows like TP3 Radio, we were a home for them, and then they actually ended up getting their own home. So it was definitely a blessing to be able to, you know, be a temporary home for people as they, you know, got into their own and be able to learn some things from yours truly. Definitely a blessing to do it. And then we also started some other shows, man. One of the shows that comes on every Tuesday, Glitz and Glamour. It'd be 2 years for them coming up in second half of the year. So they'll be on here for 2 years. And this has definitely been pretty good. You know, just like our girl JoJo, all three of the hosts are from Houston on there. And every Tuesday, they, you know, you get. And what I love about them now is over the years, they've had to learn more and more to not have me talk on the show as much. So I'm so proud of them now because they've gotten to the point now to where, you know, they can talk on the show without having me talk, and it's a beautiful thing. And then there's another show. And this is actually part of why I always tell the story. It's part of why Life at Dust Live got started in the first place. It wasn't from my sister, Goldie Honey, who didn't even know about Blog Talk. And she had a show. Remember what the show was called originally? Of The Drip. Her show was called The Drip. And then she relaunched it when she came over here to Dust 5 Radio Network. She decided to rename it as Real Spill Radio. And I love that because that's one of the shows where I'm more so just a co-host versus being the main host in her running the whole entire show. It's beautiful watching her do it. And she does, you just can see to our family, it's a natural thing that we take pride in and appreciate when that shows so much love. It's great to be able to work with your family and do this, man. It's great. It's like being in Jackson. Like, you know that y'all can do music, so why not do music together? That's how it feels. And heck, man. I want to make this announcement before I make my big announcements. This first announcement is the most listened to show of all time. You know what the most listened to show of all time is, JoJo? See if you can guess it on the first try. Who is the most listened to episode? No, not of Life at the Dusk. Who was the most listened to episode? You know the answer to this question because you bug me. You bug me about them all the time. Yes. Still to this day, people still listen to podcasts of that show. Like,
I don't really listen,
listen
to it. I just want to have him. I request to give him to me.
Oh, Lord. So, yes. It was a great show. Got a chance to meet him in person. Got a chance to go see his studio that happens to be here in the area. Woo, woo. And it's just interesting. It's an interesting show. It was one of those shows where, yeah, the thirst was real. Watching the thirst on all week, comment on the show. Oh my god, I can't wait to listen in. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, this and they were acting a fool. So yes, another was one of those great shows, man. It's plenty in the works, but that's the most listened to episode. Okay, so I got an announcement to make. JoJo didn't see this coming.
Cleo, you're finally going to give them to?
No. Let me tell the surprise. This list is always best to listen for you. For you, jump. Hold on. Hey, so big surprise I have. So I got to tell this story. It's part of the surprise. A certain person before we started the show together, they hit me. So, I'm going to announce this date. Okay, so.
You got Kirko.
No. Wait. Let's see. Make this date out of the way. Okay. All right, so, because she has been bugging me. She wasn't bugging me, but she's actually really polite how she asked the question. And she was really serious, and then, you know, just watching her more and more, and we're going to keep testing throughout this time. But I'm going to announce it now, so that it's in her brain. All right, so, JoJo, I got a surprise for you. So, September 19th. Guess what September 19th is going to be?
Is either going to be Kirk or Cleo or both of them?
Saturday, September 19th will be when JoJo will have her own show she has to do on every Saturday.
What?
So, it would be an entire show where JoJo's going to have guest co-hosts every week on the show. And guest co-hosts, whoever she wants to pick. If she wants to invite, that's their guest co-host. So,
Kirko and Cleo.
So that's on you. So you got to put. So see, and I'm challenging her on the air right now. So with you, that's going to be on you to pursue them because it's your show.
I'm
so
already pursuing them. You're behind. You're late. I'm already pursuing.
There you go. So again, I'm naming it September 19th. Saturday, September 19th, we will start doing a morning, a Saturday morning show where JoJo will be taking over and she'll be having different guest co-hosts every week. And yeah, there you go. Because this is like kind of the reason why she became a co-host in the first place. It was to mold her into a host. So yes, because she's like, oh, how can I get my own show on this, Eddie? And here's a problem that a lot of people do. They ask me that, and then they're not as serious. Like, so there you go, JoJo. Remember that date. Write it down. Prepare it
in
your mind.
It's in my calendar.
Saturday, September 19th. That's six months from now. We'll be when we relaunch this show. And it's going to be great. A lot in the fall, it's always a great time to launch shows in the fall. Like in the fall or spring shows, my personal opinion, those are the best time to launch shows because you get to get the dry run out during that time. And then it peaks at the right time because like if you start a show in the spring, the summer is when a lot of people are able to listen to the show. also you'll be peaking at the right time. And if you start with the fall, during the holidays, people can listen more, so you're peaking at the right time. So, again, there you go, guys. That's one of the announcements. Another announcement. Okay, so remember I told you guys that a guest is going to be on my show on Monday, for the anniversary show? Well, they're going to be on the show coming up in a few weeks. And I told you it was a 90s artist who had a very hot song. You still listen to today, it's still catchy. And every time you can't tell me you don't start bobbing your head and want to start quoting lyrics when you hear the song. You got an artist, platinum recording artist, by the way. Yes, he has a platinum record. No. We could be having, I said 90s, that was the key part that were. So, 90s. 90s. Positive K would be tuning in. Or he would be on the show. He got a song. Now, some of you are probably wondering, what song is he talking about? Positive K. That name's me, right? And song sound familiar to me. Let's see. That has to be, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, think on it. that was me stalling to have some views in my background while I'm singing it. So yes, you know, I got it, man. What your man got to do with me? You know that song. You know that classic song that I was joking around on Facebook, and people got crunk like, oh man, that song so hard, and like. You can't escape it because now they got the old school hip hop stations now all over. You get to hear a lot of the older songs. And so now it helps make some of those artists, those old school artists, it gives them a lot of love again because now people who didn't get a chance to really hear it hard, they get to hear it on mainstream radio all the time now. So I'm excited to have him. He's a comedian now too, so I am going to clown with him. Hope he's ready. And shout out to Positive K will be on the show. He'll be on the show coming up. Another show that was high, Glitz and Glamour, got to give love to them. McKinley Freeman, who plays Derek Roman in VH1's hit show, Hit the Floor. Yes, that was another great show. And you were talking about Thirsty. That's why I said you're in the top five, because try our co-host being really thirsty. Like, Angela, like, she got petrified. She was so starstruck, she got petrified. And she asked him to recite a line from the show, but replace the girl's name in the show with her name. And she melted. She was telling everybody on Instagram, oh my God, he did this, he did this. So that was, wow, funny episode. Funny episode. Oh my God. Something for the fellas. One of their favorite shows that we've had on here was with Cubana Lust. And that show happened because somebody told me that I couldn't get her on the show. And I don't like when people challenge me and tell me what I can't do. So that's how that happened. Bam. And she was on the show. The rest is history. Alright, so we'll go to one more song break. And then we'll be back. And if I don't play it, she's going to kill me. So here we go. I'm going to play this song by one of JoJo's artists. We'll be back right
My
here.
My only artist.
I know. I was trying to make you sound more important. Jeez. Yeah,
no,
that'd make you sound more important than you are.
You know what?
Like you just,
I still
like,
have
just,
my
like,
co-hosting
just...
duties, and I have my modeling. I only want one artist.
So here we go.
My nerves aren't
Kevin
big enough for more.
Trust me. I've been in that route. Okay, let me stop before I read somebody. All right, here we go.
tryna keep it straight. Girl, don't try and pump fake. Keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake. Girl, just keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake. I see you looking this way. I should put you on display. Girl, is you real? Cause I done heard about you and all them little games you play. But don't act shy. No, don't act shy. Hurry up and talk. We ain't got no time. We ain't got no time. So go and switch your line. Do, and I'ma be right behind you. Don't try and act flip. I play hard to get. You're playing kick games, I'll admit. But just say something. Girl, just say something. Just take the first step, or it won't be nothing. Or it won't be nothing. Cause you got my heart fumbling. Go ahead and prove me wrong. Change my mind like you changing up.
Okay, you know it's an anniversary show. I do got to go into the face. I got to do some news, nigga. It's some hot news stories. I got my chest. All right, so I'm going to go into some of these stories, JoJo, get your take on it. And, yeah, this is going to be interesting. Okay, so did you hear about the story with Monet Davis? The most recent story,
I saw something on Facebook where it said she wanted the guy that was bullying her to get a second chance on his team because he got kicked off the team or something.
Yes. Now, I mean, for those who want to know what got him kicked off the team, I will let you know.
He called her a slut.
He said, in quotes, his tweet, because people, here's the beauty, here's the thing I have to remind you all. When you put something, and this is why I always tell people, when you say something online, be ready for it to take the backlash because you're going to take some backlash. And just because you delete it, don't, in them seconds that it was up there, somebody, they want to, and you famous enough, they're going to screenshot it. So, people, think before you do. Especially when it's something newsworthy, they're going to definitely screenshot it. So, this was what the tweet said. It said, this, because, of course, Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis. And that's pretty great. Shout out to Disney. Disney Channel original movies are always great. In my personal opinion, well, I won't say always, are usually great. But in this tweet that Joey Castleberry, who goes to Bloomberg University, who happens to be a baseball player as well, in his tweet, it says, Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis. What a joke. That slut got rocked by Nevada. So, calling. And so here's the thing. So of course, the president of the university ends up taking this scholarship from him and dispensing him from the college team and whatnot. And now he has to take the backlash from that. And so here goes the beautiful thing. Because, you know, sometimes when people want to be bullies and say so, or people just want to say rude things, you have to always take it to heart. I tell people this about this on Facebook all the time. Stop reacting to everything people say. Some people don't warrant a response. And the way she handled it was, wow. She's, you know, I just pat her on the back because I tell people this about all the time, about having, being the bigger person and not just saying and being about it. So she basically, here's what she told SportsCenter. I know right now he's really hurt. So first, let me go to this part first. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone deserves a second chance. I know he didn't mean it in that type of way. I know people get tired of seeing you on TV. But sometimes you got to think about what you're doing before you do it. And she goes on, I know right now he's really hurt. And I know how hard he worked just to get to where he is right now. I was pretty hurt on my part, but I know he's hurt even more. If it was me, I would want to take that back. I know how hard he's worked. Why not give him a second chance? And her request demonstrates, and she ends up, so she sends a statement to the president of Bloomberg University, asking him to reconsider their decision and reinstate him. Now, talk about having, that is just ultimate, you rock. Because you could have just said, that dude for talking about me, he can stay right there where he at. Bye, Felicia. But she was the bigger person, and she decided, you know what? She deserves some love. So, Monet Davis, you freaking rock. We got to give you standing ovation because you rock. I'm just astounded by it. Biggest story I saw there. Ted Cruz story, who the heck cares on my part? I don't really care. But I got a lot to say, but that'll be another show for another time. I see we got a caller. I want to see. That's the person I know, actually. Let's see. What's up, my boy? Chase?
Hola. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I was trying to get this situated. I'm going to use this headset, but it had it linked up to my webcam. I don't know. I'm new to all these days,
so
Moses.
You,
I don't know what's going on.
You in the Skype connection.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been telling these international people all the time. So y'all know y'all can use Skype, right? So, yes.
Well, that's my first time. I've had it installed since forever and a day. I just never use it.
Yes, man. Yeah, I appreciate you calling, brother, man. Man, you're part of history too, because actually way before he started doing the Thursday shows, people, he was actually on one. You were actually on the first show. You were on a few of the first shows. You were co-hosting, and what you were the things you were talking about our first episode. It was so crazy. It still holds relevance now. We were talking about Lil Wayne and how trash we thought his music was. Do we still think that to this day, Chase? After 6 years, do we still think Lil Wayne's music is trash?
I don't know, but he won me back with that cipher.
I'm not. How did he win you back with that cipher? We want to know. Give us a. Well, how did he win you back with that whack?
He's spitting that high fire. He said something about the tool and the neighbors and all this stuff. I don't know. But whatever you said, it was wrong because it was Lil Wayne.
Oh man! I'm gonna throw a random thing at you. Not necessarily random, but it's kind of random. Did you see the post I put out about 2 hours ago? I saw this from someone's page. I had to share it. It was very interesting. And some people want to list and you're like, why this person wasn't on the list? And I'm like, hey, I picked people who were on the list, so I got to do it too. I mean, there's people I will easily put in that list instead, but I'm going to go by the list. All right, so what the question asked was, you only have $100 to make the best track possible. Okay, so wait before you answer the question. Who would be on your track? Then we got $100. And wait till you hear some of these prices of some of these people. Okay, so you got T.I. $20. You got Fabulous $15. Jada Kiss $15. Nas $25. Jay Z $25. Eminem $25. J. Cole $15. Lil Wayne $15. Rick Ross $20. So you got $100 to make the best track. Who of those people would you put in your track based on those prices? I tell you, I tell you what mine was. Mine was Nas, Jay Z, JD Kiss, Fabulous, and J. Cole. Based off of that list.
Yeah, I put T.I., Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jada Kiss.
Hold on, let's see where you at. Hold on, wait. I gotta add your money up. Okay, you said T.I., Rick Ross, that's $40. You said Lil Wayne, $55. Well,
to Jada Kiss.
It's Jada Icky. Kiss. That's $70. You got $30 left.
And Migos for the other.
They're not on the list, though.
He put them on the list.
I don't want either one of them to be on the list. Man, I would only take, I would have a lot of money left over because I don't even take. I'd take Nas, not take Jay Z, maybe. Like, maybe J. Cole and the rest of it, I just spend on some takeout or some delivery. I don't know.
This is one girl. I saw one girl, she picked two people and said somebody else could keep the change. I was like, damn, that's me. I was trying to use my money, though. I said mine was Nas, Jay Z, JD Kiss, Fab, J. Cole. I know some people going to feel
I saw some insane nonsense on there. Somebody just say that that Rick Ross should be worth more than, I mean, should be worth less than Jada Kiss. Both of them whack, so I can't get them more than what they already got.
But how Rick Ross get more than Fab, though, man? I can't rock with that one. We got to miss that price, man. Rick Ross got more than Fab. See, I got a problem with that.
He got more than J. Cole, though. That's just crazy.
What's even sad is he got more than JD. I don't know. He got more than JD Kiss. I feel some type of way behind it.
They should at least have it about the same amount. No,
right.
If not, JD Kiss having more. But I don't know. I can't give Jada too much. I like how you said Jada Kiss on the hook. But Jada, I'm sorry. Jada Kiss has never really been that nice on the mic, ever. I mean, people give him props. He was nice on, two songs, All About the Benjamins, and then We Gonna Make It, but only because the beat was raw.
I don't know, man. I would put a little... If I was only going to get only two people, I'd pay Lil Wayne and Rick Ross every time.
Exactly, see? Save you some money. That's how people do nowadays anyway. They don't want somebody to make a classic. They just want something good enough, so they go with the Rick Ross, Lil Wayne budget.
I saw on the main, on the original post, people was going in about people. I'm gonna say some of the people that was on the original post. The people was like naming stuff. They said, "So you mean to tell me this person down there?" I saw a bunch of Kendrick Lamar. You mean to tell me
Young Thug ain't on there?
The main person that people kept saying why were they not on there was Kendrick Lamar. Oh, you wanna know why he's not on the list?
I just give him 100. He take the whole 100.
they was going there, man. They was feeling some type of way. They're like, nah, man. You gotta put. How you not gonna put Kendrick Lamar on there? There's plenty of people I put on there that's not on the list. Like, come on, man.
I'm trying to stop Ryan's background noise from getting through.
I'm looking at else. It's like I kind of just forced myself to make sure I spent all the money. But I honestly, my personal opinion, off the list, seriously, I would only want Nas, Jay-Z, and Fab. The only three I picked on this list, if I had to pick, if they only say I could only pick three people, they would be the only three artists I would pick from the list. Everybody else is like, oh, you know, if they give them to me, I'll take them at an extra budget, but earn this for free. They got to get, those people got to be like extras, but nah, man. Give me Nas, Jay-Z, and Fab. I got a classic coming out of that one. So, yeah, no. Keep the rest of them. Especially your Lil Wayne. I'm burnt out a little. I've been burnt out a little Wayne. He ain't been hot to me on a consistent album basis. Says Motivation 2. Not Motivation 2. What's that
dedication.
Freaking mixtape series he does?
Dedication
2,
way
yeah.
Back in like 2006.
Yes. People get mad every time I say that that's one of his best albums. I mean, how you ain't going to name this album? Like, no, bro. Wayne does not have the same, it's not the same fire that he has in the mixtape. And now even the mixtape is kind of boring now because he's as whack as he is on the radio. So there we go. JoJo, you got any final words you want to say before we check out momentarily?
No, I'm in the middle of the best prank of the day.
All right. Okay, so now, Chase, you got anything, final words you want to say, man? Co-host of the Thursday show. Which one of y'all is that you, Ross?
What?
So, okay, y'all, we go check on out. Or mind you guys, if you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. SCEDDY J.
Yeah, some music.
And, yeah, y'all, we getting ready to go out. Before we go, I remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Setty J, and your girl, JoJo, and shout out to Papa Murphy's. I got to make a joke about Papa Murphy's. How can Papa Murphy's make you pay to cook your own pizza? Like, that's crazy, man. Papa Murphy's, I mean, that pizza's good, though, but how y'all gonna make me pay to cook my own pizza? Like, where they do that at? So, yes, we going out. Peace.